This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate. Allahu Akbar.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب العالمين والصلاة
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear beloved respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid to gather us يوم القيامة وسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، آمين يا رب العالمين. We all know as believers that being admitted to Jannah and saved from the hellfire is the goal of every Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Whomsoever is saved from the hellfire and admitted to Jannah, that is the ultimate success. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-Jannah ya Rabbil Alameen. But as people of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we all know that if a believer committed a major sin, he or she must go to Jahannam and punished for that sin for a period of time only known to Allah Azza wa Jal, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have forgiven them. But the aqeedah is you will be punished for the major sin you have committed if you did not repent before you die. And some people would say, you know what? What's the big deal? I will go to hell for a couple of days. لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارِ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتِ. It's exactly what the Bani Israel said. No, Habibi. We cannot afford to be in the hellfire for a fraction of a second. And keep in mind that one day in the sight of Allah, كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day on the time of Akhirah is equal to 1,000 years of our time. So don't go, I would go for a day. Sometimes in this dunya, we cannot put our finger inside the oven for more than 2 seconds. And the fire of Jahannam is 70 times more stronger than the fire of the dunya. So a person will go and be punished whatever sin he did, and then at the end he will be permitted to Jannah. But there are people whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that they will never ever see Jahannam. Yani, they will enter the Jannah without hisab, without even passing by Jahannam. So lend me your ears so we can beg Allah to make us among them. First, Tawheed. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The hadith is متفق عليه بخاري and Muslim. ما من أحد يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله. And here's the شاهد. صدقا من قلبه إلا حرمه الله على النار. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no one who testified that there's no ilah except Allah, no God except Allah, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his messenger. And then here's the most important part of the hadith. صدقا من قلبه, truthfully, sincerely, from the bottom of his heart, he utters this statement. Allah will make Jahannam, Allah will make the hellfire prohibited for that person. The Jahannam becomes haram upon that guy. Many hadith, I will mention one more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a person, إن الله قد حرم على النار من قال لا إله إلا الله يبتغي بذلك وجه الله. Allah made hellfire haram for the person who say لا إله إلا الله sincerely. You see, none of them says just say لا إله إلا الله and you know and enjoy. Sincerely seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. What does it mean? Truthfully, sincerely. That means, ya akhwan, is not about just saying la ilaha illallah and saying Muhammad Rasulullah. It's about living la ilaha illallah, abiding by la ilaha illallah. Let me ask you a question. Did the munafiq, did the hypocrites say la ilaha illallah? Did they say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? Yes, where are they? In the lowest level of the hellfire, في الدرك الأسفل من النار. They said لا إله إلا الله. Look at the importance of this statement. You say it sincerely, hellfire will become haram. You say it fakely, with nifaq, you are in the lowest level of the hellfire. Lower than the non-believers. Lower. This is how important is لا إله إلا الله. Second, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من اغتبرت قدماه في سبيل الله حرمه الله على النار. Whomsoever, anyone whose feet are covered with dust in Allah's cause, he will be forbidden to enter the hellfire. What does that mean? It means that anyone who went for jihad fi sabilillah. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza, they are in 24/7 jihad. I beg Allah to make this hadith apply to them. Whomsoever in another narration, sa'a, just a period of time, he went and strived for the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal, hellfire will become haram upon that person. Third, listen to this. That's something that we all do. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حافظ على الصلوات الخمس على وضوئها ومواقيتها وركوعها وسجودها يراها حقا لله عليه حرم على النار. Whomsoever is consistent on his five daily prayers, not only pray Jumu'ah, five daily prayers, and look at the conditions, because everybody here said, Alhamdulillah, that's me. Listen to the conditions, Habibi. He perfects its wudu, not the express one. He perfects its wudu. He pray them, or she pray them on time. On time, when that window that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. And he perfects the ruku' and the sujood. Stand up here one time and watch. Watch how some of us perform ruku' and sujood. You would think you're watching an exercise class. Yalla, yalla, yalla. Up and down, up and down. No perfection of ruku'. يعني listen to what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, subhanAllah. He said, وَارْكَعَ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ رَاكِعًا. Make ruku' until you are at peace in ruku' and get up from ruku' until you are at peace in that qiyam, in that position. You are at peace. Not, we make ruku' and then we dive to sujood. The back is not straight yet. So this does not apply here. He perfects its ruku' and its sujood. What happened if we do that? And then look what he added. Yaraha, he believes that this salat is not just a favor. No. Yaraha haqqan, that Allah, this is a must upon me. I'm a Muslim. I have to pray. Muslim don't pray, don't go together. They do not go together, they do not mix. So my brother and my sisters, if you are behind in your salat, wallahi, this is for you. I beg you for the sake of Allah, especially in these days, come back to Allah and master your salat. 26 years old, we buried yesterday. What makes you think that me and you are not next? You think he knew? He had plans. He was ambitious. He was an amazing young man. But Allah knows best. So don't ever be fooled by your age, by your health, by your wealth, anything. Talking about Salat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is something that all of us can do. من حافظ على أربع ركعات قبل الظهر وأربع بعدها حرمه الله على النار. Whomsoever consistently, not once a week, not once a year, consistently pray four rak'ah before duhr and four rak'ah after duhr, sunnah. We all know that there are four and two, right? These are the ones that mu'akkada. Here, this specific, if you want this reward, this is four and four. You could pray them four together or two and two, and two and two. If this becomes a habit upon a Muslim or a Muslima, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the hellfire haram upon them. Three kinds of eyes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said three kinds of eyes, the hellfire will not touch them. One eye that guarded, it guards the others fi sabilillah. And the second eye, an eye that cried out of the fear of Allah azza wa jal. And the third eye, an eye that lowered its gaze from what Allah has prohibited. All these eyes are prohibited to see the hellfire. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbil alameen. Last one. And to me, wallahi, this is probably something that we can all improve in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with the Sahaba and he said this beautiful question. Ala ukhbirukum biman yuharram ala an-nar? Should I tell you about the person whom he is prohibited, forbidden to enter the hellfire? Of course, ya Rasulullah, you are the Rasul, you are the Nabi. Go ahead. Tuharram hellfire, tuharram ala kull qarib hayyin layyin sahal. The hellfire is forbidden upon everyone who's qarib, near, accessible, polite, and easy to deal with. Qarib, he's near. Yani, when you need him, he's right there. He's always there for you. When you want to vent, she's there. Anytime you need something, he's accessible. You don't need 17 people to get to him or to her. Qarib. Qarib min al-qalb. He's close to the heart. When you see him, you smile. When you see him, you remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Qarib. And the rest are all one common meaning. Easy to deal with. Easy to deal with. There are some people, wallahi, you think 100 times before you talk to them. There are some people, you run the statement in your mind 7-8 times before you say it because you are so worried. How are they going to react? هذا ليس قريب وليس سهل ولا لين. This guy is not easy and not near at all. You bumped his car. Wallahi, we're not leaving till the police comes. Ya akhi, there's nothing. No, Habibi, we're not leaving. Ya ammi, it's 100 degrees, ya akhi. How much do you want? No, police has to come. Ya akhi, he's asking for forgiveness. I forgive him? No way. Never forgive him. This is not qareeb. This is not easy. The other guys, alhamdulillah, everybody makes mistake. Yalla, let's go. Let's go, ya akhi. Qareeb. Subhanallah. Look at this. Did you notice something? That the one who's forbidden from the hellfire, the reason is his interaction with people. Not he goes to Hajj every year. Not he prays tahajjud 7 hours a day. Did you notice? Qareeb, he's easy with the people. Easy. Sheikh, brother, wallahi, the debt you gave me, things are tough. No problem, Habibi. Inshallah, next month, it's okay. No big deal. The other guy, wallahi, I'm taking you to court. This is not qareeb. You know, you look forward to see this kind of person. You are at ease when you're in their company. اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم حرم هذه الوجوه الطاهرة عن النار. يا الله, I beg you in this blessed day of Jum'a for everybody who attended today from brothers and sisters and everyone who's watching us. Ya Allah, save all our faces from the hellfire. My beloved brothers and sisters, wallahi, one of the greatest ni'mas, one of the greatest blessings that Allah blessed me and you with is that we are alive today. Today is the first day of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Not this Saturday, the following Saturday will be the day of Arafah where we're supposed to fast. And the Sunday after that will be the Eid bi-ithnillah. I just want in this 5 minutes left to make me and you appreciate and understand what's going on. Listen carefully. Ma min ayyam. Look at this. Ma min. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negated, deleted every other day. No days, no days. He did not say between brackets except Ramadan. No days. Righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah than the righteous deeds done in these days. The Sahaba's mind immediately went to jihad. Ya Rasulullah, not even jihad? He said, not even jihad. And if I do jihad in any other time other than those 10 days, it's not equal to reading a page of Quran in these days. So I made a scenario, and listen to this scenario. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave one excuse, one person only, whom is his amal, his action is better than my two rak'ah in these days, than my jum'ah in these days, than my qiyam in these days, than my $5 donation in these days. One guy only. Who's that guy? A person who left, sold his house, sold his car, sold everything, and spent that all to go for jihad. And he never came back with a penny or himself. He died in jihad. That is the only guy that is better. His amal is better than the amal done in these days. Yani, if this guy went to jihad, sold his house, sold everything, and went to jihad, and came back on the 29th of Dhul Qa'dah, yesterday. He came back yesterday. He came back with no arms, no legs, blind, deaf. But because he came back, my two rak'ah of sunnah that I'm about to pray is better than his jihad. Because the condition says you don't come back. Allahu Akbar. Are you feeling the weight? So what's the plan? Fast all 9 days. Yalla. Starting today, you missed it today, start tomorrow. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. If you cannot, pick 2 days. If you cannot, make sure you fast on the day of Arafah. Every salat in the masjid for the brothers. Try as much as you can. This is it. The brother we buried yesterday, he did not know that last 10 days of the Hijjah were actually his last 10 days of the Hijjah. Right? So please, every single amal salih, remembering Allah day and night, constantly. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Charity. There are so many charities that they deduct daily. Participate, ya akhi. One of them is our masjid. Without you knowing, the money is going. You're giving charity every single day. Tahajjud. Smiling in your brother's face. Any amal salih. Any amal salih. Anything. Come to Fajr in Jama'ah. Attend Fajr in congregation. Stay till Shuruq. Stay till the sun rises. Wait 10-15 minutes and pray 2 rak'ah. What is that equal to, Ya Rasulullah? He said, this is equal to Hajj and Umrah. We were deprived of going to Hajj this year. You can get 9 Hajj from now till the Eid. Yalla ya Shabab. What are we waiting for? This is my last time attending the Hijjah. Be good to your parents. Treat them with utmost respect. Be good to your neighbor. Any time, visit the sick. Run if you hear there's a janazah. Any time, any good deed is better than any other good deed in any other day. Wallahi, what a blessing that Allah kept us alive to witness these days. Please take advantage of every single moment. اللهم انصر اخواننا في غزه يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا اللهم دمر اعداءهم تدميرا اللهم دمر اعداءهم تدميرا اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وقوموا إلى صلاتكم Please come from the hallway and fill up the main hall. Brothers in the 2 rooms in the back, also please come forward so we can close the gaps, make straight lines, look down, make sure your heels on the line. Sisters, please do the same. No, I'm saying the space is too big for you. Move a little bit. Okay.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها، والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a couple of notes that I wanted to say in the beginning, but many times you see, when you stand up there, you see people playing on their phone or texting or whatever they're doing. Even like when one of the brothers told me, I'm taking notes. Don't take notes. Please. You know, Rasulullah said, if you play with the pebbles, your Jum'ah is gone. The ajr of Jum'ah is gone, subhanAllah. So similarly to the pebbles, whether it's a phone, it's the carpet, it's your toes, whatever it is, just focus. Second thing, Salaamu Alaikum Ya Shabab. Alaikum Salaam, no Habibi. When the Imam is standing up there, no Salaam. You raise your hand if you want, but you do not reply the Salaam. Rasulullah said, if you tell your brother, be quiet, Jum'ah is gone. Sister, the same thing, because every week, brother, please remind the sisters to stop talking during the khutbah. Sisters, in the khutbah, you're supposed to listen. We talk, you listen, okay? We have two ears, so we can listen more. One mouth, we talk, two ears, listen more, right? And finally, which one is better? The imam standing up, the imam is already on the minbar. I'm standing up right there. I said, Salaamu Alaikum, and I sat. And the brother started the adhan. And I just walked in. Should I pray two rak'ah or wait and repeat after the mu'adhin? ما تقولون يا علماء مفتيز؟ Wait. Wait or pray? اختلف العلماء. You pray. You pray. And this is very common. I see a lot of brothers, they wait. Every other salat you wait except this salat. And if you walk into Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, you wait and you repeat after the Mu'adhin. Even if you come for the first Adhan, you repeat. But the minute the Mu'adhin is there, it is better to pray and listen to the Mu'adhin than to enjoy your two rak'ah and you miss all the beginning of the khutbah. Okay? SubhanAllah, can you imagine Rasulullah standing up there? And Bilal finished the Adhan. And the Sahaba stood up and start praying, and Rasulullah is talking. Is it possible? Impossible. So, ya akhwan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us benefit, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah bless you and protect you. Please struggle and strive in these days. May Allah accept everything that we do. Assalamu alaikum.